Welcome to the English with Kirsty podcast from www.englishwithkirsty.com. Here I'll be sharing with you tips, information and other learning resources so that you can improve your business English. Welcome back to the English with Kirsty podcast. And today I have five special guests because I wanted to make another episode about the Conversation Club. We already had one about the Club for General Conversation. And today we are talking about the Tuesday morning group, which is for freelancers and business owners. It's not exclusively for translators, but we tend to have quite a lot of translators coming to this group just because of the way that I'm working and interacting with lots of translators at the moment. But the group is open for anyone who is a freelancer or a business owner who wants to improve their English. So I have five guests here, five members of the club. And who wants to start by telling us why you come to the club?
I can go first.
Okay.
Hi there. Hi, listeners. My name is Anja and I'm from Germany. I'm a German teacher, career coach, and I'm running an online job market called Fremdsprachenjobs for like professionals who can speak some or one language. And I've been knowing Kirsty longer than the club exists, and we like to work together, and I thought it's a nice thing to support and just to have an opportunity to talk English, because I'm in my daily life I'm mainly working with German, actually. So I hardly have the opportunity to speak like in full sentences. Well, in my teaching, sometimes perhaps some English words are needed, or some kind of students, they ask me in the break something in English. But yeah, so it's really a nice opportunity to speak English and meet nice friends or nice people.
Yeah, we only have nice people at the club.
Yeah, definitely. So it's really supportive, and yeah, so it's always very welcoming, and yeah. That's me.
Who's next?
I can go now. So hi everyone, I'm Patricia. I'm a freelance translator from English into Portuguese, and I'm based in Lisbon. I have a scientific background, and until about 3 years ago, I had more or less quite frequent opportunities to speak English. But then I started working as a freelance translator. And although I spend all days reading and writing in English, I rarely speak. And so I was feeling that I was getting very rusty, let's say. And so I decided to look for opportunities to speak English, to practice. And when I was searching for what could I do, I found the Conversation Club. I met Kirsty, and I found the Conversation Club, and I thought this could be a good idea to practice. And at the same time to meet other freelancers and business owners, so it would be both important for me, or useful from the improving my speaking skills, and at the same time to exchange experiences and ideas with other people, and it has been very interesting and useful.
And I think that's a common challenge that translators have who are working with text all the time. Not all of them, obviously, but I've heard this several times recently, that people don't necessarily want an English course because they don't need one, but they want an opportunity to speak, because they don't have that in their day-to-day work, because they're working with text. So you're very welcome to be part of the club. Okay, I don't want it to feel like we're at school, so does anyone else want to share?
I can take it here.
Okay,
my name is Marta Pagans, and I come from Barcelona, and I have, as Patricia, I'm a freelance translator, and English used to be my first foreign language, and then I started studying German, and I've moved to Germany, and I've been living in Germany for the last, more than 20 years now, in this very German bubble with no opportunity to speak. And my my English got very, very rusty. So I thought, well, as a professional translator, my English should be fluent, shouldn't it? So I felt very self-conscious when I had to speak in English. So I started avoiding any situation, and I just stopped talking. And well, a year and a half ago, I said, okay, I want to brush up by speaking English. And then all of a sudden I discovered you on LinkedIn, and I thought, oh, well, this is just what I need. So a conversation club for people who can't speak English, but maybe they don't feel confident enough. So I joined, and well, here I am.
Yeah, you've been there from near the beginning, haven't you? And Anya have been members for quite some time, and you keep coming back, so that's a good sign that you're still there. But yeah, I think it can be like that as a freelancer, because you can, you know, you don't have colleagues anyway. You have to be more proactive about going to find colleagues, find people to speak with. Otherwise, you can end up feeling a bit lonely. So just doing that in English is like an extension of that, a way to meet new people and to speak English as well.
Yeah, absolutely.
And you've done a couple of presentations for us as well. So one of which was on the podcast. We did a podcast episode about that. So if anyone wants to find out about Marta's presentation, you can check the podcast episode that we did together about that. And Anya's done one too. So if you want to find out more, the others haven't yet, but they don't know that that's the, that's the plan. Okay, so who haven't we heard from? Who wants to be next?
Yeah, I can do that. I mean, the others already said why they joined and what the challenges are if you're a translator. I'm a translator and translate from English into German, but I hardly speak any English. So my English got rusty too. And I had been thinking about finding a group or something where I could practice. So, and I just discovered Kirsty's conversation club on LinkedIn. So I just thought this would be a good idea to just try. And it's really nice because you get to talk, you get to listen to other people who have the same challenges. And it's about business related topics. Like networking. And I feel more confident now that I have joined this group, because I practice English quite regularly now. So it had helped me a lot.
Oh, that's good to hear. And also, for anyone who's listening to this as the podcast comes out and not sometime in the future, Lisa Lotta will be doing our next presentation in May. Yeah. So if you want to come and find out more from her, then come in May, because every time we have a short presentation, either from me or from one of the group members, so that we can learn something, and then we have a discussion based around that topic. So that's why it's also an opportunity to learn as well as to speak, because both for all of us to learn, but also so that club members have a chance to speak in front of other people, which can be a bit of a challenge in another language sometimes. But we have a nice friendly group, and it's an easy place to start if you haven't done any presentations in English, or if you haven't done any for a while. Then this the group also will give you an easy way back into doing that.
Yeah, definitely.
And now me, Maria, yeah. Maria Virginia Barros. I am Portuguese. I live in Portugal. I am also a freelance translator, subtitler, consecutive interpreter, and I also host online courses. That's why it is so important for me to practice my English, because my online courses are mainly in English for worldwide people, students, I met Christy at another meeting, a language meeting, and I found Christy very friendly. So I felt confident to come and to have a chance to talk with to people and other people and share ideas, thoughts, and somehow break the isolation of our jobs because we spend the day alone and just sending messages and emails and not facing real people. And for me, it's really good. These moments has been really, really good. Obviously, they are really important to improve my speaking skills. So it's a mix of things that where everything is really positive, and I'm happy to have taken this decision to come.
Oh, that's really good to hear. Thank you. And that's all slightly different reasons, but that's all kind of coming back to the same idea of wanting to speak more, wanting to have opportunities to do that. If you don't at the moment, wanting to meet other colleagues. And I think, as I said, you don't have to be a translator to come to this meeting, but it kind of helps because we have quite a few. But there are also other topics that are not related to that, into things that we can all talk about in terms of running our businesses or freelance work or finding clients or managing time or saying no. We had recently, so and next month it's about animals and what having a dog can teach us about running a business. So we have a very very list of topics that we cover, but they are all somehow connected to running your own business, and that's why everybody has something that they can share, because we all have experience of that. And in some ways that's a bit easier than a more general topic, because you all have something that you can contribute. So we talked about why you're all here coming to the club and how it helps you. Does anyone have any advice or anything that you'd like to say to people who are thinking about coming, maybe would like to come but think, oh, I don't know these people, what will it be like, how much do I have to contribute, and anything that you would say to them?
I can start. Hi, Marta. Well, I would like to say I am extremely shy, and if you feel shy too, this is the right group for you. I mean, I need, in order, I don't like big groups, and I don't like feeling insecure. And I think this is just the right fit for me, and maybe for you if you are shy or introvert, because Kirsty is just a very, very friendly person. And she,
yes, indeed.
And she attracts
lovely
people too.
Yes.
And I feel so safe here, and I know I won't get any snarky remark about, I don't know, about basic grammar mistakes, or if my pronunciation doesn't sound at all British, or if I stuck in a pair of German words or sentences go just in the way. And this has helped me a lot to build confidence, and to you know, I'm a bit of a perfectionist, or
are you?
I'm
really
nervous.
I didn't know.
Yeah. No, we know.
And your talk about perfectionism.
And I don't like making mistakes, although I think no one likes it. But I like it that you give us a topic so I can prepare, and I know it. I mean, it can. Well, I feel safe, and this is very important for me to speak and to be brave.
Yeah, and that's really important for me as well, because I wanted to create that. I wouldn't say that I'm shy, but when I use my other languages, if I'm not at the point where I feel confident to do that, then I become very shy. It's like this other Kirsty that comes out. I don't like her that much, but she keeps coming back. And if I feel like that, then I know that there are other people who must feel like that as well. And so it's important for me, like I wouldn't make any comments, and I also wouldn't tolerate them. So if we had somebody that was going to behave like that, they wouldn't remain part of the group for very long, because that's not something I want to see in the group. I want everybody to feel safe and welcome and able to make mistakes, because I hate making mistakes as well. I am supposed to say I'm a teacher, it's fine, but I don't enjoy making them, especially language mistakes. And I think it needs to be a place where we can do that, and that it's okay, because it's a chance to learn something.
Can I add something?
Yeah, sure.
So I'm Patricia again, and I was thinking that I think most of us, I think we are okay with mistakes when they are for when they are made by others. When they are made by us, we have them. So it's terrible. So I was listening to Martin, and I was thinking that whenever we are learning, or in this case, practicing a foreign language, I think that we hate to fail, to make mistakes, to sound ridiculous, or not to sound fluent, or something like that. And I think that's one of the major obstacles. So it's terrible, because of that, we don't improve so much. And I think that since I started coming to these meetings, I feel what Marta was describing, like a safe place. I feel comfortable because maybe because of a kind of shared feeling of that we need to practice, we need to improve our speaking skills, and also because we are we know that we are not so fluent maybe as we would like. I don't know. We feel comfortable. We feel okay. It's okay. I think I don't mind speaking, and I'm not worried if I'm going to make mistakes. So this is really, really important, and I think I think people should really try it.
And
why we enjoy it so much.
Yeah. And I think the interaction we have is, as I imagine, like good professional interaction, or private even, should be. Because LinkedIn is fine. It's not as likely like Facebook. I'm hardly there because I don't like how people interact with each other there. But still on LinkedIn, sometimes you and I made some time ago, like a really didn't. Yeah, I had some thing with a cooperation partner that was really not good. But so I think what I really like about this group, that it's like, as I imagine, as I said, business contact should be like, I'm open, friendly, and everybody is like, recognizes that the others are experts in their field, but still we can make mistakes. I think it's really, really good. Mm-hmm. This atmosphere we have here.
Yes, I think people are supporting each other, and okay, I'm not practicing English, but you all know that I'm practicing other languages too. So it's a shared experience of learning and growing and asking questions, and that's what I want. So I'm really glad that everybody feels that way. Well, everybody that's spoken feels that way. no, I'm not going to ask everyone individually, but is there anything anyone else wants to add about any advice for people that are thinking of coming, or?
Well, if they come for the first time, it's good to just be calm and listen a lot. And you get more and more confident if you get to know the others. So, and then don't be nervous to just start.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, that's a good point. I forgot to mention that generally we ask everybody to say something about themselves, just so we know who's there, like a quick introduction at the beginning. If we have any new visitors, but otherwise it's really up to you how much you participate. So if you have something you want to share, you can, but and if you haven't said anything at all, I may ask you if you want to share anything, but it's not that everybody has to speak as much as everyone else, because there will always be people who like to talk more, who feel more confident to talk more, or who just have more to say about a particular thing. So there's no pressure that you have to contribute, and that's helped me in when I went to Romanian meetings. At first I didn't say very much, but then it got better as I felt more comfortable. So I want to have the same thing happening here. So it's good to find out who you are, but then it's really up to you how much you participate.
Yes, and I would add that to people, I strongly recommend them to come, because as you can hear, we are all in the same page. We are all non-native speakers of English. We have our accents, our specific rhythm, that mimetize the rhythm of our language. But in the end of our meetings, we learn much from each other, and we learn that we all face the same kind of issues, of problems, of insecurity. So it is really, really rewarding to spend these moments with our colleagues without any feeling safe. This is the main idea. This is a safe place, and Kristy is a very good host here.
Thank you. Well, I think that should convince you. Does anyone else want to add anything?
Yes, I'd like just to add a kind of wrap-up sentence, or I don't know if you can say this. I mean, yeah. Wrap-up sentence, I don't know. No, it's just because I think that it's important for people to know that Kirsty is really an extremely friendly person. I think that this is extensive to all other attendees or all other people that attend these meetings. So this leads to a very welcoming atmosphere, I would say. And so I think that people should definitely come one day and try and see it by themselves, because it's the best way. It's to try it and see if it works well for them or not. For sure it will work.
Oh, you're all very kind. Thank you.
We are not.
So if
that's
you
the want... truth. Yeah. So. No, we are kind, but yes, but it's true about Kristy, because she's the leader and she leads the meetings very well, and we feel good here.
Okay, so if anyone wants to join our next meetings, you can come to englishwithkirsty.com/conversations, or you can find me on LinkedIn. I post information about all the events that I have coming up, not just the club, but the club events are included, so connect with me on LinkedIn. And thank you everybody for coming. I really appreciate your time and your words and your sharing of experiences. That's really helpful. And yeah, have a wonderful day. Thank you.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you.
Bye. Bye.
I hope you enjoyed this episode of the English with Kirsty podcast. If you have any questions or comments, my email address is kirsty@englishwithkirsty.com, or you can go to www.englishwithkirsty.com/podcast, where you'll find information about the individual episodes.